Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 6, 2021. And I just realized my view is odd. That looks better. So that should correct the video. Welcome to Awakening Plus. Tonight we're doing divinely directed, which means I don't know what's going to happen, but the divine does. And we'll find out as we go. However, I do know what the opening will start like. As usual, we'll start with me calling the directions and calling in allies and inviting you to call an embodied awakening. And then once we're all set up, we'll just open it up and each person will receive whatever they most need, whatever healing or awakening or spiritual experience serves their highest good. The allies will give that to you. And the great news is you'll only get it to the extent that serves highest good, which means no overwhelm. On our calls, you can always relax and open fully, and there's no danger of getting too much. I always make two requests as we begin our events. One is, please give us your undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with me. That will give you the best experience. And because you affect everybody else, we co-create these energies. Even if you're on the recording, that will make sure everyone benefits from your presence as well. I'm not saying you can't ever get distracted. Just give it your best shot and don't deliberately do other things while you're doing this. The other thing is, if you have to leave early, just ask the divine allies to subtly escort you out of the field, and they'll do that, and you'll be able to depart early without adversely affecting the energy of others. And again, these requests all apply whether you're live or on the recording. So thank you for honoring that. All right, so let's dive in. So I invite you to relax, close your eyes. I'm going to spend a few minutes setting the container up. And if you feel energy moving in your body as I do this, then just feel the energy moving on its own passively. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath coming and going on its own. Again, no breath control. Let it do what it wants. So I invite you into that as we begin now. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocham Inti Kuiti. I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening and my own embodied Christ consciousness. And I call in my own fourth density service to other consciousness or higher to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We call spirit songs higher self. Ama the hugging saint, Sri Mata Imichanandamayi Devi, as she's formerly known. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serve highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred energy to hold it in and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, good container. So this protects you whether you're live or on the recording for the rest of our time together here. Now I invite you to join us in embodied awakening to the best of your ability. So here's how this works. Consider your body like a car. And if you would like to do this with us, your ego will slide to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. If your ego at any point does not like the divine's driving, it can slide right back over and take the wheel again. Your divine will step out with no fuss. So there's no risk. Instantly reversible. However, there are some pretty cool benefits, including more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll just know what to do through intuition more, and more bliss. So if you'd like to join us in doing this, in a moment I'll have you speak directly to your higher self and say these words out loud if you can, but you can just think them silently if you must. So let's start those words now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and relax into passivity. If you feel energy moving in you on its own, just let it move. And your focus is to simply notice that energy moving on its own. If you don't notice that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own, no breath control. Be passive either way and just notice what's already happening. You got a nice strong flow. Well done, everybody. Here's some tips for making this technique work really well. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while the invocation's working. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything while the energy is getting set up. if you get distracted while you're doing this technique, just let the distraction be as it is with no resistance, but treat it as an uninvited guest. So you are going to return your attention back to either feeling energy or breath. And even if that distraction remains in the background, that's okay. It's not you. Let it do its thing. You do your thing by just feeling energy or breath. If you fight the distraction, you'll only make it stronger. As we've all heard, what you resist persists. So just don't pay it no mind. The final nuance is to learn how little effort is needed even to pay attention to energy or breath. And to learn how much energy that is, let's for a moment drop to no effort at all. I invite you to simply exist for a moment. Zero effort. So remaining at zero effort, if there's awareness anyway of whatever you were paying attention to, whether that's energy or breath, if that's still there at zero effort, then stay at zero. That's all you need. If you've lost awareness of that, then add teensy tiny increments of effort back, just a little bit at a time, until you regain awareness of energy or breath. And then just maintain that very small amount of effort. Again, just barely enough to feel. In this technique, using more effort than needed slows the process down. You want to be at minimum effort that gets the job done. In fact, because I can empathically feel what's going on in the field, I can feel that a lot of you are in embodied awakening already. Well done. So how would you know if that's happened? You're in embodied awakening when four things are all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. All that's happening at the same time, you're there. Well done. If that's not all true yet, then just stay relaxed, stay passive. This embodied awakening isn't something your ego does for itself. It is something it receives as a gift from your higher self. You called it in. When a human calls this in, the divine is already there at the top of your head, doing its best to pour it in for you. But your higher self cannot pour it in fully unless you're fully open, fully passive, and fully receiving the gift. That's why you stay passive. Ego effort is counterproductive when you're receiving the embodied awakening. Wow, y'all are doing really good. This is so blissful. So if you're in embodied awakening, again, that means no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then just hang out there. You just being there, whether you're live or on the recording, helps everyone else get there too. And we'll leave a moment for folks to move into that or toward that. By the way, you don't have to be in embodied awakening to do the rest of this call. It's just nice. You will have a better experience for sure the more awake you are. And even once you hit embodied awakening, that's not the end of the story. For most of us, the opportunities for additional awakening are endless while we're in this body. I don't care how good it is, it always gets better than this. There's been a time or two I thought I might have hit the ultimate awakening because it was so ecstatic, so blissful, so beyond anything I had known before then. And then sure enough, just like night follows day, another awakening would happen at some point, it would be even better. And that's happened so many times, I've just assumed there's always another cool one around the corner. Nothing that can even be imagined, but you sure know it when it shows up. Always a surprise. So enjoy the awakening you have, and always stay open for the next one in line. If you ever believe you've hit the ultimate awakening, then the universe being what it is, it'll see to it that that is your ultimate awakening for this lifetime. So be careful about holding limiting beliefs. My philosophy is never tie God's hands. Always leave room for more wonders and miracles. Okay, I can feel the divine energy starting to move now. So whether you got to embodied awakening or not, doesn't matter. Now you relax and you open fully to whatever happens. Now you allow yourself to have feeling in your body, feeling of energy, visuals. The five senses exist in the inner worlds too. So anything in the inner world you're seeing or hearing or tasting or touching or feeling, that's all fair game. Just open to all of it. The one thing I would not focus on, though, is thought. Thought may be there swirling around in the mix. But I found if I focus on thought that it pulls me out of the higher levels, because the mind cannot go where we're going. So I invite you to treat thought, any thought, as distraction, even if it seems helpful. And let it yammer in the background, but return your attention to whatever your most prominent experience is otherwise, whether that's a feeling or a visual. And I'm not saying one's better than the other, but I had a spiritual teacher years ago who said something I thought was wise. He says, feeling is better than seeing, because if you're seeing it, you're outside it. But if you're feeling it, you have merged with it. And that made sense to me. It still does. So allow yourself to be open to whatever happens. And just trust these beautiful divine allies to give you whatever healing, whatever awakening, whatever spiritual experience serves your highest good. My experience in the inner worlds has always been that I just open to whatever it is. If you have an intention, you're welcome to voice your request and your preference. But I really recommend once you've voiced it, let it go. You might get it, you might not. If you don't get it, you'll be getting something that serves you even better if you don't quite get why in the moment. So that's probably enough preamble. I will speak occasionally for the rest of this sacred event, but there also may be periods of long silence. I don't want to intrude too much on your own unique experience, because your experience will be different than everyone else's, because we're all getting our own customized experience, whether you're live or on the recording. In fact, if you're a member and you come back to this recording, you'll have a totally different experience every time. So relax and open, and just, I invite you to let spirit have its way with you. You're in safe territory. Your higher self is running the show. And if you're really open to your highest good, then cool stuff can happen. Here we go. Some of the experience might be quite blissful and ecstatic. Some of it might be challenging. If you are experiencing something challenging, what I like to do is just relax fully into the challenging feeling. I become one with it. I do not resist it or fight it. I just go right into it and merge. And that tends to create the most rapid release of whatever the challenging thing is. The only reason you'll have a challenging experience in this context is if it's ready to be released. So merging with it without resistance and then letting the divine power transmute it or flush it out is a really good strategy on this call if that happens. Once it flushes, you'll open to an even deeper bliss and awakening. Let the divine do the healing for you. Release your effort. Open to the miraculous power of your higher self and these allies to do that healing for you. I invite you to try that. So the energy wants to be strong tonight, and I'm also feeling one or more people resisting what they're feeling. And we do this as a team, folks. Even if you're on the recording or whether you're live, doesn't matter. If you are resisting what you're feeling right now, you're kind of slowing things down for yourself and everybody else. So I invite you to just experiment with opening to what you're feeling, especially if it's a challenging feeling, and just try feeling that challenge 100% with no filter. I have taught this method to thousands of people over more than 10 years. No one's ever reported overwhelm from doing this. You are in safe space. So if you're resisting something you're experiencing, whether it's too much challenge or too much bliss or whatever, just try opening to it fully. You can always resist again later if you want to. But make it a set, Geffen. Safe enough to try. Good enough for now. And just open to whatever that thing is that you're clenching against. And just try merging with it just to see what happens. And if that turns out okay, I invite you to remain open to that and anything else that occurs during this event. You are in safe space. All the allies are called are of high vibration and benevolent intent. They're only here to help us. I invite you to give it a try. Yeah, the field is feeling better already. And I feel what's happening, whether people are live or on the recording. So that request goes out to you, even if you're listening to an archive recording. Thank you. Oh, that feels so much better. Thank you. Thanks very much. Also, the allies were asking me to mention if you are, in fact, multitasking, if you're not just doing this, then they request that you do exit the call, ask them to take you out of the field, because multitasking also compromises the field for everybody. So please just do this. If you can't do just this right now, please come back if you're a member and do it later in the archive. Thank you. It's getting so sweet now. When everyone gets on board, it gets so awesome. Thank you all very much for supporting the group field here. I think anyone who's sensitive can feel the difference now. Let's just enjoy this bliss together. Yeah, some of you who are sensitive will be noticing that there's now a group field. So beyond our individual selves, there's another level where many of us have blended consciously together. So our spiritual selves at that level are blended anyway. That's just how it is up there. And some of us are now aware of that from the human level. At that level, it's very blissful, it's very blended, there's no individuation there, we're all just the group consciousness. Nothing to initiate from personal will, everything in there just happens on its own. So if you're noticing that level, just enjoy that because it feels really sweet. If you're not there yet, it's okay. When you have developed the ability to hold consciousness at that level, you'll open to it automatically as soon as you're ready. And just check right now, the field feels really nice, but just in case, check, are you holding any tension, any resistance of any kind? And if so, just place your attention right there in whatever spot you might be holding tension or resistance, and just gently hold your attention there. And that will allow the divine to clear that away as much as serves highest good. And help you go even deeper. It's by focusing on the things that are holding us back that we break through and go deeper. When I say focus, I mean just the sensation of it. And you can ignore thoughts about it. Just go to the feeling if you're having something come up that's a resistance. The allies are complimenting all of us on co-creating such a beautiful field. Well done, folks. Let's continue to enjoy it. If you're right now feeling an energy coming in that is stronger than what you're used to, and this might feel a bit uncomfortable because of its unfamiliarity, I invite you just to try opening to it and letting it in. You can always kick it back out if you don't like it. But give it a try if you're open to that and see how you feel. This is how we get our upgrades. Or at least that's one way. Once again, there's a little bit of resistance in the field. I once again invite you, if you're holding any tension, any resistance, even subtly, I invite you just to try relaxing that to see what happens. And see if you don't like the more relaxed state even better. Just give it a try. You can always tighten back up again if you don't like it. But I think you will. Thank you. Yeah, there's some definite upgrade energy in the field right now. Each receiving it according to their highest good. Just as much as you're ready for, and no more than that. Nobody gets overwhelmed on Awakening Plus calls. You can open fully and completely and get exactly the right amount of stuff. The divine allies are saying it's in our selfish interest to help each of you have the deepest healing and awakening that serves your highest good. We're rooting for each of you because we know the more awake you are, the more healed you are, the more likely it is that you'll want to help out and help the great awakening along. Everybody wins. The rising tide lifts all the boats. Oh yeah, we're going deep. Relax and open into this inward movement. I should have said this earlier, but if you're having a different experience than what I'm describing at any point, just go with what you're experiencing. Please do not interrupt what's happening for you already to follow any suggestions I'm giving. If doing so would interrupt the flow of your own experience. Now, opening to whatever's happening without resistance is certainly good advice regardless, but if you're having your own journey, then don't interrupt that journey. I'm starting to feel my physical body gradually stronger. Feels like we're being eased back in. So as always, the divine is pouring as much of this higher consciousness into our physical bodies as it serves your highest good to receive, offering you a new higher baseline of awakening to operate from in your daily life. So I invite you just to allow these bodies to saturate your physical body. Let the divine put as much of that in there as serves your highest good. Your human self's job is basically just not to get in the way of the process. They got it handled. You might be noticing that your physical body, as you gain awareness of it again more, feels less like solid matter and more like energy. The more awake you are, the more true that becomes. The more you perceive everything as energy. You increasingly see the matrix for what it is. A vast and beautiful illusion. An illusion you've chosen to play your part in. So play well. Just relax as when you become more physically aware and these divine energies are integrated into your physical body, just as much as you're ready for. Each of you having a unique experience. Ooh, there's a new energy that's coming in. Let's leave some time for that to do its work. That has a distinctive flavor, doesn't it? I'm feeling that mostly in my heart chakra. Has a certain urgency to it. Very interesting. Yeah, now it's spreading more broadly for me. Become more of a full body energy. When these sort of things first start happening to you, it seems miraculous and extraordinary. After a while, it just gets to be routine. Always wonderful. You never take it for granted, but you do get used to it. Yeah, feels good. Now, some of you may have things continue to happen after we close the container. In fact, the allies are saying some will have that, so We are closing the container for the group now, but if your process continues, feel free to stay with it. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, All Eyes, for this lovely experience. As we go, All Eyes, as we close, rather, All Eyes, please go if you must, stay if you will. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. And I'm being called to share the closing that I use when I close my own private sittings, just in case any of this language is helpful to anyone in any way. Allies, I ask for your support in all of the following all the time. Maximum spiritual awakening. Maximum embodied awakening. Maximum service capacity. Maximum ease of knowing and acting on my inner guidance. Maximum fulfillment of my life purpose. Maximum service to the great global awakening. Maximum harmonious relating with spirit song. Maximum success of Awakening Plus in a way that serves highest good of all concerned. Maximum abundance on all levels that supports all of this. And maximum, rather optimum mental functioning on all levels. This or something better, highest could be done. Thank you, allies. Okay, the container's closed. Thank you all very much. So now I'm going to open the call to anyone who wants to share. The unmuting is now available. And I'm going to bop over there and turn my phone off. I obviously forgot to do that, but I'll be right back just in a few seconds. Okay, the phone will not disturb us anymore. So this is our time for feedback. So you can do it verbally just by unmuting yourself. If you're on Zoom, just click that little mic icon. It'll take the slash off and you can talk. Just do it if you feel so inclined. If you're on the phone, *6 does the same thing. Or you might prefer to type in the chat window. Either way is fine. So we're open to feedback, questions, comments, whatever. Let it rip. And if that doesn't happen at some point, there's still a lot of really sweet energy in the field. I hope you can feel that. In fact, I feel about as strong as when we had the container. So we can just sit and bask in the goodness if no one's communicating. Yeah, when it feels this good, the urge to communicate might not be so strong. You might want to just be passive and soak it in. That is a seriously lovely afterglow. On our last call on Monday, we didn't have hardly any feedback either, just two people typing in the chat and that was it. We might have another quiet night tonight too. And that's okay. So I'll leave just another brief little time here if anyone wants to communicate. If not, then we'll wrap it up. So if you'd like to ask or comment on something, then feel free to chime in promptly. Hey, Joanne.
Hey, I wasn't sure if I was going to share this or not, but I had an image, and it reminded me of like a ride at the fair. And I don't remember riding on this ride, but you know when you do circles in ceremony and people stand around us in a circle and they hold hands?
Yeah.
Well, this was like that, and the image came in right after you said, oh, we're all out there now in the field joining whatever. It was like that, right after that. And it was a circle, and we're all standing up one by one by one all around this whole circle. And it was, the image was like, we're standing there, and we've all got like a seatbelt on because we're standing up, and this big wheel thing is going around. Like maybe it's like a flag machine or
right.
I don't know, a spaceship. But I saw that image and it was people all together and we're all in these giant wheels turning around. I have no idea. Like the rings of Saturn. It was like that. And we're all turning around. That was very strange. I don't know what it means, but I remember from this image reminded me, I think there's something like that at a fair. I never rode on it, but I think there might be a ride like that. I'm not sure.
What I remember is there's a thing and it starts spinning fast and then the floor drops out.
Oh.
And it's scary that, oh my God, there's nothing under my feet, but you're spinning so fast that the centrifugal force is holding you against the wall is the idea.
Okay.
And then they eventually bring the floor back when it slows down.
Okay. Okay, I can't tell you, but that was the image, and I saw circles, and we were all like locked in our own little, I'm not going to say a cage, but we're all there with like a seatbelt on because we weren't moving anywhere. Hmm. But we're all next to each other in these giant rings.
Lovely.
And then the next thing I saw, felt, and it was happening to me as I lay here on my bed. It's like looking at my body, it looked like a robot and you're putting all these upgraded pieces, I would say you're putting a robot together. Okay.
Right.
And new pieces are going into this robot, but the robot is me.
Right.
It was the weirdest thing. But so tonight I had more visions and the energy was immensely intense. It was very heavy at first. And this last part, I didn't even want to start talking, but it was like too weird to not share it. But that's what I got, and it was really beautiful energy, and it still is, and it feels like there's like a big round how do I say, in my brain, like there's a big open round space, maybe that's to fill up more stuff, I don't know. But it feels like there's like a dish in my brain now is open, maybe to fill it up with something else. I don't know, but
Well, I'm so glad you're having these experiences. These are all very positive in my experience.
Yeah, so, I think so too.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just wanted to share. It was kind of out there, but I thought, I'll give it a whirl.
I've had, it's common when you get into shamanic work to have a dismemberment experience. And you saw it as a robot, but I've had the experience of in the inner world having a vision where parts of my body were like disconnected or removed or ripped off. And then other parts are put in, either the same part upgraded or new parts that are upgrade parts. And you saw that with the image of a robot.
Yeah.
But you know, my perception when I had those experiences a while back was that, you know, human parts were being put back in, but they were clearly upgraded parts.
I only know that it was me they were working on, but it was as if like I was on assembly line and these hands and these things were putting stuff, you know, in my body is what I can say.
Yeah. But it sounds to me like you got some upgrade. So.
Yeah. And I definitely, thank you. And I definitely felt this, like, it's like a mixing bowl, sitting in the middle of my head, just sitting there now open. Like, I don't know. That's kind of the oddest thing. Like they cleared a space for this mix bowl.
Well, welcome to shamanism, dear. It gets pretty weird. But when you do it in safe containers, it's all for the good, for sure.
Yeah. I usually just sit here in my stoned out space, but tonight I thought I would share something. But
thank you
so much.
Thank you, Joanne. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. So anyone else who would like to share an experience or ask a question or whatever? The floor is open. Huh. The energy is getting so different now. Still lovely, but a very different flavor than what we had a moment ago. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I just a couple of things. I am in a different location today than I normally am, and so I'm laying on my bed and had my eyes closed, and I noticed that I have two small dogs and two cats here. And so I noticed that they all curled up and somebody curled up on my feet. Mm. And I just continued with the call. And when we got done and you started talking about if anybody's going to type, I went to move and I looked at my feet and there is no visible animal on my feet. So I'm not sure who it was that curled up, but somebody has come to join.
Oh.
And, we have spent some really intense time over the last few weeks doing concentrated work for a friend who battled COVID and is now on a ventilator and battling the after effects, the after lung damage that comes afterwards.
Sorry.
And yesterday was a tough, tough day. And today the words came in yesterday morning that it's amazing how fast you can go from the best day of your life to the worst day of your life to healed. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's an interesting sentence. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I would have said was the worst day. And today there was a major shift. And there is 100% hope where yesterday there was none.
Wow.
And tonight, right about the time you said that was a very, it was after the container was closed, you said that was a shift and you felt heart chakra. I was in the middle of, you know, okay, whatever we need to do, let's concentrate some focus right here in the chest area for my friend.
Oh, wow.
So it just felt really powerful. It felt, I had called in his higher self at the beginning of this and really wanted him to be able to access healing if it serves his highest good. And it feels like it's a really good day. You know, we won't know for a day or two, but it feels really positive now.
That explains the urgency I felt in the heart chakra then. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, absolutely. It did. I definitely knew yesterday there needed to be some heart chakra work surrounding him and his wife and what they're going through right now. Mm-hmm. Then just the lungs and, you know, some blood condition stuff, you know, some physical medical things, but it felt like there was a lot of energy stuff that needed to happen as well. Mm-hmm. And I did feel like a lot was happening tonight. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I just got a signal that this call's going in the best of list.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That's my vote. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deanna. Anybody else? Feel free to type or speak. Okay. Last call for any further feedback or questions. The others are saying those who need more time, whether you're live or on the recording, they will stay with you after we terminate for as long as you need them. So feel free to extend this for yourself as long as you feel the need. All right, they're saying we're done. Thank you all so much. Really appreciate you working with the fine tunings we went along and we're just getting better and better, creating these amazing group fields, and it is a complete co-creation. Every one of us makes this happen. So grateful to you all for showing up and getting so good at creating these fields of energy and serving you this way. Thanks so much. And good night.